KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street, the former Sears building. And at 7:07, we have partly to mostly cloudy skies at 66 degrees in Atlantic. We're looking for some areas of fog possible this morning, otherwise cloudy to partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms mainly developing this afternoon. We'll have a high around 80 and winds southeast at 10 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Officials with TS Bank announced on Friday that they partnered with Shift ATL and Athletic to help local neighborhoods through a new program called AMP, which provides funding for direct homeowner projects, neighborhood block initiatives, and down payment assistance. Applications are open now through August 15th. Recipients or in the Atlantic area will be awarded up to $5,000 in cash money for their particular, or prize money that is, for their particular project. TS Bank is the lead sponsor, donating $2,500 to Shift ATL for the AMP program. In addition to Shift ATL, other contributing sponsors include Cass Atlantic Development Corporation, Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, Myron Gross Real Estate, and Cass Health. Individuals are encouraged to nominate themselves or a neighbor who needs assistance with outdoor housing needs. Those projects can range from landscaping to siding, painting, fencing, driveways, sidewalks, windows, roofing, and exterior doors. Shift ATL board member Mallory Robinson said when Shift ATL learned of an opportunity to partner with TS Bank on the AMP for Neighborhoods initiative, it was a no-brainer for us. Both TS Bank and Shift ATL, she said, have a mission to use resources within their own organization, coupled with projects and partnerships for their communities, for the betterment of the communities we live in. Robinson said this initiative is another partnership we're eager to be involved in and feel it will create a ripple effect for years to come. TS Bank Director of Public Relations Kelsey Stubfull says, "We consider it a great honor to reinvest our local communities or in our local communities. We're excited to launch AMP and collaborate with local leaders, nonprofit organizations, and community members to help make a lasting impact in our neighborhoods." The Adams County Sheriff's Office Sunday released a report on arrests dating from June 17th through the 27th. On Sunday, yesterday, the Adams County Sheriff's deputies arrested Devin Lee Heimke on a warrant for failure to appear. Heimke was later released on $2,000 cash or surety bond after appearing before the magistrate. On June 22nd, Dallas Lee Label turned himself into the Adams County Sheriff's Office. He had been wanted on a warrant for sex offender registry violation with bond set at $5,000. As we previously mentioned during these newscasts, on June 22nd, Jolene Mary Most was arrested by the Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies. She was wanted on three valid Adams County warrants for failure to appear. Most was being held in the Adams County Jail without bond until seen by the magistrate. On June 21st, Adams County deputies arrested 19-year-old Suzanne Hensley on an active warrant for accessory after the fact and possession of drug paraphernalia. Hensley was being held at the Adams County Jail on a $2,300 bond. June 19th, Adams County deputies arrested Sarah Riefling and Robert Riefling, both of Henderson, for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, and on three counts of child endangerment. Robert Riefling was also cited for not having a valid driver's license. The couple was taken into custody following a traffic stop by officials with Lake Icaria Park. During a search of the vehicle, narcotics were located. Sarah and Robert Riefling were being held without bond in the Adams County Jail, pending an appearance before the magistrate. At around 8:35 p.m. on June the 18th, Adams County deputies conducted a traffic stop on Highway 148 near 200th Street. They observed a brown paper sack on the passenger side floor of the vehicle. Inside were two 24-ounce cans. As a result, 40-year-old Matthew Kane Hollingsworth was charged with possession of open container. Further investigation resulted in the discovery of a small clear bag with a leafy substance. Hollingsworth was then charged with possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, second offense, possession of drug paraphernalia, and child endangerment. On June 17th, 64-year-old Robin Elaine Jennings of Red Oak was arrested following a traffic stop on Highway 148 in Adams County. She was found to be allegedly intoxicated and transported to the Adams County Jail. While she was being booked, Jennings allegedly bit one of the jailers. She faces charge of OWI second offense and assault on persons in certain occupations. Bond was set at $5,000. Police in Red Oak Sunday night arrested a man for possession of drug paraphernalia. 36-year-old Christopher Scott Martinmas of Red Oak was arrested around 7:53 p.m. and transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $300. Also in the news, one of the women involved in an embezzlement scheme that left a Denison credit union insolvent will spend 3 years in prison. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
53-year-old Brenda Jensen of Denison pleaded guilty to credit union embezzlement, admitting she helped embezzle $1.5 million from the Consumer Credit Union in a six-year period. Jensen was a head teller and helped her sister, Janine Keim, who was the CEO, cover up the theft. Jensen was ordered to pay more than $1.4 million in restitution. Keim pleaded guilty to lying to auditors. Her sentencing date has not yet been set. I'm Dar Danielson.
The credit union, by the way, serves Crawford, Carroll, Shelby, Ida, Monona, Sac, and Harrison counties. That is a check of our news for this hour on KJAN. More online at KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building.